وبركاته. السلام عليكم يا جماعه. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ثم ما بعد، how deep and profound your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. At what level do you think your trust in Allah and your certainty about safety with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how big that is in your heart? Can you try to find out in your mind, like, imagine yourself in a situation that requires so much trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, absolute certainty in the trust of Allah azza wa jal. Can you claim, I have that level of safety and certainty that I don't care about anything? Let's see how that was the level of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, trust in Allah azza wa jal and safety with Allah azza wa jal. Hadith number 78 in Riyad al-Salihin, in the book and the chapter of Al-Yaqeen wa Tawakkul, certainty and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's one of those beautiful hadith, subhanAllah, when you read it, it says something about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is unbelievable in this hadith. عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضاه أنه غزا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل نجد. Jabir, he said, I went to an expedition along with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in a direction of Najd. Najd is the heart of the Arabian Peninsula. So if you're in Medina, Najd will be east from where you are. So it'll be towards Riyadh, area of Riyadh, the capital and so on. That's the area called Najd. He said, so we went over towards Najd. So now the expansion of the expedition is happening in that area. فقال فلما قفل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قفل معهم. He said, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم returned, I also returned with him صلى الله عليه وسلم. فأدركتهم القائلة في واد كثير العضاه. He said, then somehow, you know, when we arrived midday, around the midday, which is the sun is at the peak in the desert, obviously, he said, we arrived in that time, we were in an area, a valley, that has prickly shrubs. Like, it wasn't comfortable. He said, قال فنزل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وتفرق الناس يستظلون بالشجر. So the Prophet allowed the people to disperse, to find shade, so they can kind of rest in that area. And the other narration, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نزل تحت سمرة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he found a tree called Samura. That's one of the trees that they have over there. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he hung his sword on one of the branches of that tree. Another narration, a Sahaba, they said, we gave the most shade for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We found a tree that was the biggest, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so we gave it to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال فنمنا نوما. We went to sleep. We took a nap that day. فإذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دعونا. At some point, we heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم calling, come over here. All of you, come over here. So that, for the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم, is kind of like strange. So they all jumped and went to see the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال وإذا عنده أعرابي. So there was a Bedouin standing there with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن هذا قد اخترط علي سيفي وأنا نائم. Said this man, this Bedouin, he said صلى الله عليه وسلم, he pulled my sword over while I was asleep. Like, he pulled the sword that was hanging on the tree, he pulled it out over my head while I was asleep. فاستيقظت وإذا هو في يده صلتا. When I woke up, perhaps, you know, from the rustling and the movements, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he woke up. He said, I saw the man standing there with his hand, the sword and sheath in his hand right now. قال ما يمنعك مني الآن. Who's going to guard you from me? Who's going to protect you from me? The Bedouin is telling the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, who's going to protect you from me right now? Like, you're alone, on your own, and you're down there, and I have the sword over you. Like, if he just kind of brought that sword down, he would hurt the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, if not even killing him. So the man says, you know, tell me, who's going to protect you from me? فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله. He said, Allah. And then this man in the hadith said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the sword fell down from his hand and he couldn't believe it. In one narration, the man ran away and then came back to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. saying, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah." And that's when the Prophet called the people to see exactly, to let them know what happened. So when the Prophet ﷺ saw the man with that sword over his head, I mean, if you put yourself in that position, how would you feel, Jama? And if that man tells you, "Who is going to protect you for me right now?" Do you dare say, "Allah"? Okay, is it even wise for you to say Allah? May Allah protect you, O Rabbil Alameen. If someone was put in a situation like this, tested in this situation, a gun over someone's head, and that person is telling you, "Tell me who's going to protect you for me right now." Can you tell him, "Allah"? Ya Jama'ah. I mean, you can, but do you think it's going to help you if the man decides to finish you? How come with the Prophet ﷺ, he would, with full confidence, he said, "Allah"? And instantly Allah protected the Prophet ﷺ. How so? Don't try to compare yourself to the Prophet ﷺ. Why is that? Because Allah in the Quran promised that He will guard and protect the Prophet ﷺ. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ya ayyuhar rasul balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik." O Messenger of Allah, balligh, deliver what was given to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "Wa illam taf'al fama ballaghta risalata." If you don't do so, then you have failed. You failed fulfilling the message of Allah Azza wa Jal. "Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas," and Allah shall guard you from the people. Allah will guard you from the people. Then when this ayah was revealed to the Prophet ﷺ in Medina, he sent all the guards away, said, "Okay, you're fine right now. Khalas, Allah took care of me." So when this man comes, the Prophet has no doubt in his heart. Allah promised. So when the man had a sword in his head, the Prophet ﷺ didn't sweat, didn't hesitate, didn't feel awkward in any way. He was full confidence. Sitting there, he sat up, and the man is telling him, "Who's going to protect you for me right now?" And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Allah." And that sword dropped from the hand of that man right away. There's another narration in which the Prophet ﷺ, he picked up the sword after it fell from the man's hand. He picked up the sword, and he stood over his head, telling him, "Who's going to protect you for me now?" He asked him three times, "Tell me, who's going to protect you for me now?" And then the man says, "You know, have mercy on me. Like, forgive me. Have mercy on me. I promise you." He said, the Prophet, in that narration, the Prophet ﷺ said to him, "Tashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anni rasulullah." Would you? Would you give your shahada right now? That there's no God worthy of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah? The man said, "You know, I cannot give you this one, but I promise you, I would never, ever come out to fight against you." And the man left after that. When the Prophet ﷺ, he brought the people, they saw what happened, and he left. So from this, we learn that the certainty of Allah's promise for the believer, Jama'ah, is solid. It shouldn't shake anyone in moments of distress like this. But we're human beings. We're at a different level of iman, uncertainty, and yaqeen. We always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our yaqeen solid, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Any question, Jama'ah? What's the reason for different narrations? Because when people were asked, some people knew details different than others. Some people were just did not give all the story, so they just give brief of the story. So it depends on how people received it from the Sahaba, they narrated this to us. So that's why the narration sometimes will be different. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.